I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. Hello, everyone. This is Vic Cohen broadcasting live from downtown Los Angeles' Skid Row Studios. The name of the show is It's a Fair Question, because on this show, every question is a fair question. No question is too personal or ever off limits. And tonight, our guest, well, I can describe her in one word, Claudialicious. Yes, I just made that up. She's a model and a reality star. You may have seen her as model number one on Deal or No Deal. She competed in Celebrity Apprentice, and she's soon going to compete in All-Star Celebrity Apprentice. Yeah, she's an all-star. And that's shooting this year. Please welcome to the show. Hello, Claudia Jordan.
Thank you. Hello, Rick. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
It's weird to see you not in a Speedo, a thong, Daisy Dukes with your ass cheeks hanging out.
I've seen
you in various states of nakedness.
That's right.
And yeah.
Yeah, it feels odd to be clothed. And who says I'm not wearing a thong?
Oh, this is true. You know what?
That's a fair question.
I stand corrected.
Yes.
I do.
Yes, you do. And actually, Claudia is referring to when I worked on Deal or No Deal. I was a writer for the show for the entire, basically the run of the show on NBC. And Claudia was model number one.
Number one.
How did you get number one?
Because I was better than the other 25 bitches on the show, to be honest with you.
I'm sure they'd be thrilled to hear that. were you there from the very, very start?
From the pilot. Before Howie, actually.
Wow.
So,
okay.
So, yes.
Who was, and there was a different host for the pilot?
It was some, personality, I think, from, Ireland or something. So.
Okay, it never aired, right?
No. That. No.
Yeah. And what Claudia is referring to is often in television, there are kind of, practice shows, and if the network likes what they see, they order it.
Yes.
So that was for a different network, correct?
It was going to be on ABC, actually.
Right, and I remember hearing it was, I even saw the tape. It was kind of like a space age. Everyone had the same color wig, like a blonde wig.
We had to wear wigs and we had to dance and it was really uncomfortable. We had to hold the cases over our head. So I'm kind of glad that version didn't get picked up.
Were you the only model to make it to the NBC version?
No, Melinda, the Asian girl, I think she was number 20, no, 19, I think at one point. She also was in the pilot. That's it. I think Lisa Gleave was early on as well, model number three.
And Lisa was a blonde Australian.
Beautiful. Number three.
Now, Claudia is no stranger when it comes to modeling.
I'm old. I've been around for a while.
That's right. She actually, during the gold rush, she used to do some modeling during bingo parlors.
Right, yes.
No, she's not that old.
When the sleeves got freed, I was one of the first ones to model, yes.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that. You're like I would say the Rosa Parks of modeling, but it goes way beyond that.
Beyond.
Harriet Beecher Stowe, I don't know. But you have that history of Price is Right.
Right.
And a lot of people, you know, you do have some fame just from that alone.
Price is Right. I mean, it's part of television history, you know? It's been around, 35, almost 40 years now, I think?
It's been a long time.
A long time.
Did Bob Barker ever make you spay or neuter yourself?
No. But he never hit on me, and I was quite offended. I'm like, why not me?
He knew not to hit on you.
He didn't. I'm like, what's, you know, no, that's the first thing people ask me, and he never hit on me.
Right,
never.
But evidently someone did by reading the news about you. If anyone wants to Google Claudia Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N,
oh God, Google.
And the Price is Right.
Google's not my friend.
Well, tell me about what happened.
On the show?
Yeah. The lawsuit.
There was some grabbing. I don't know how much I can say, but there was some grabbing of the buttocks.
Okay, and?
And it was not welcomed.
And who was doing the grabbing?
One of the producers. Mm-hmm. And so, it wasn't cool with me. So, and he was mean. You can't be mean to me and grab my ass. You have to pick one. You know what I mean? It's just, you got to pick one. So I ended up not doing the show anymore. And we settled out of court.
So were there witnesses?
Witnesses were around for some of the things, like, you know, the abusive kind of talk and all that. So there was definitely, I mean, I wasn't the only one. And there seems to be a lawsuit like every year there.
Did you find that there was a culture of abuse?
Oh, sorry. Kind of. Yeah, I think the vibe was pretty loose about things. Like, it wasn't like on Deal or No Deal. Deal or No Deal is more like, I mean, we made our little dirty jokes, but it wasn't a creepy, well, minus when you were in a thong, but it wasn't
There's
really.
There's nothing creepy about that.
And it felt fun, you know, like Deal or No Deal. It was a fun kind of like, everyone's kind of in on the jokes. And I felt like the other show wasn't really like that. Mm-hmm. Didn't feel that way. You know, it's kind of had that good old boy kind of feel about it.
Which did?
Price is Right.
How many, so kind of an old school sexism?
Sexism, racism.
Really, you felt that
anti-gay,
there was racism?
Yes, I definitely felt that way.
Okay. The reason I find that interesting is if you have never met Claudia, she's very white and she's a lesbian. So this I could see why the
hilarious
anti-gay stuff.
And, I was offended.
Yes, because you are for all people.
But I will say, though, when I first got that job, you know, I was so happy. There were thousands of girls that tried to get on that, you know, on that show. And then to get picked on that show, growing up watching it.
Yeah.
And that show kind of introduced me to people, you know, middle America, actually, to the country, actually. You know, like that's, you're in people's living room every single day and you, people become familiar with you. That show in particular, like you get a lot of prison fan mail.
And that's your favorite, right?
Well, it's awesome. They draw such great pictures because they have time to put into it. You know, like mm-hmm. their poetry and their drawings are like incredible.
So any guy dating you, you're not impressed with the little I love you. You need
no.
to see something that's taken 20 to 30 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were you ever scared of those guys?
Well, sometimes they would show up, you know, to where we'd be. One time we took the show on the road to Vegas and we were, am I not broadcasting? We took the show on the road and this fan, he got a hotel room, his room. He didn't know he was right above my room. Like he came out just to meet me. And he sent me like a diamond necklace to the show. And
I get that a lot.
Well, do you?
I sent you a pearl necklace. I don't know if you received that.
Oh, no, I didn't get that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's horrible.
I think it went to some dude.
Some dude. Very good. That was funny.
You like that?
I did. I enjoyed that.
So, do I not broadcast? So anyways, it was...
By the way, the muttering you're hearing is Claudia talking to herself. She's trying to multitask and failing terribly.
I'm trying to like Ustream. I want people to be able to like watch and, you know...
Watch and learn.
Yeah.
How it's done.
Exactly.
Right.
But those are fun times. And the other models on the show, I mean, before it went and got ugly... I had some great times.
On Price is Right.
I did.
You did that for 2 years.
3 years.
3 years. 2001 to 2003. Is that right?
Well, no, really 2000. Really the end of 99.
Okay. And what was your audition like?
You had to put on a bathing suit with some heels and walk back and forth in front of the producer. That should have been my first sign.
They don't wear bathing suits in that show, do they?
Yeah.
They do?
They used to wear only one piece and now I think they wear two piece. Like they got sexier now.
And anything else they made you do?
That's all I had to do.
Now, what was the settlement? How much? And it is a fair question.
It was more than $100,000.
Was it more than $200,000?
Yes.
Was it more than $300,000?
No.
No. Was it more than, this is like kind of like Price is Right. We're playing a version of the game right now. With
two and change.
Okay, that's pretty good. And that was for one squeeze of your behind.
Have you seen my behind?
Well, that's where I wanted to go with this because we aren't working together right now.
So if we did, then I'd have action.
Case. Right. Well, no, what I was going to say is since we are not working, you're not being paid to be here. You're not an employee.
Right.
I was wondering if I could squeeze your rear end for free. That 200 and plus
in exchange
thousand.
For what though? What would I get to do?
For the pleasure of knowing that Vic Cohn's hand was caressing your behind. That's a big deal. It
I
really
have
is.
To get you to do something more than that. You know my sick sense of humor. Like if you strip down to your underwear, then I'll let you grab my butt.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, let me think about that.
Think about it. See how you feel.
Because I have no problem going down.
Do
my
you have underpants. A paddle here? I can like maybe whip you with it.
Yeah.
Kind of like revenge. I just saw Django, so I'm like really hyped
you
up.
You can do whatever you want to me.
Yeah.
Is your ass really that good?
It's okay.
Because I mean that.
I mean I do have stalkers.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You know, we were talking earlier, and I did a lot of research on Miss Jordan.
I'm sorry.
By the way, if you're wondering, yes, she is Michael Jordan's daughter.
I am.
And wife.
And wife.
It's an interesting story.
And sister.
And sister. It's everything.
Ever since I was little, are you related to Michael Jordan? I'm like, yeah.
Of course.
I'm like, dude, we're not all related, okay?
Did you ever date him?
No. I met him before, though.
Okay. We've got so much. I'm so excited. I could go two different ways.
You can. Just go for it.
You seem to like athletes.
I'm an athletic girl myself.
Okay, what does that mean? That sounds provocative.
I like someone that's physical, strong, in great shape. I'm young at heart, even though I'm not young.
How old are you?
I'm 39. I'll be 40 in April.
I love that you're honest about your age.
Yeah, why not?
Well, a lot of people in Hollywood are very secretive.
Listen, a lot of people in Hollywood are crazy.
That's true.
And they should probably embrace the truth a little bit more, and they probably won't have like sleepless nights and be worrying about so much. There's a lot of freedom in being honest.
Right.
I don't have to try to remember my lies. Like, I just say what it is, and that's what it is. So
So yeah, well, let me ask you this, because you said you, I almost, in all seriousness, I almost felt like you were describing me, like, in the sense, let me just put it this way. Have you, you know what you like and have been with.
Yes.
And some of what you described, I would, I think I have a wonderful body.
I've seen it.
Oh, yes, you've seen a lot of it, because backstage, I mean, it was appropriate. It wasn't
Well, the Daisy Dukes were a little disturbing, because your butt cheeks were hanging out.
That's true.
And they were really pale. Like, you're white, but then your butt cheeks are even whiter. It's like next level.
That's true.
And I really wasn't ready for that. Like, when I came to work that day, I thought, you know, maybe we'll give some old grandma some money, and she'll be able to, like, you know, I don't know, not work anymore or whatever. Right. And then here I come, you know, I go to work. I see Vic Cohen with some Daisy Dukes on, shirt tied, ass cheeks out.
Right.
It was really weird.
Well, it's because the models were wearing Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, the models.
Well, why not? Why you don't
felt discriminated and left
you
out.
You don't own it.
Well,
you know, yeah. So I could do that too. And and obviously you remember it.
How could I forget?
Have you ever been with a shorter, bald Jewish man?
No.
No. Have you ever been with a Jewish guy?
No.
No, I say there are, here you're thinking, there are four kinds of women. There are four kinds of women in the world, I have decided.
Okay.
There are Jew curious.
Jew curious. Okay.
Jew friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Jew hating. And Jew loving.
Okay.
And I think you.
I'm Jew friendly.
I think you're Jew curious.
Jew curious. A lot of my good friends, like Stacy on Deal or No Deal, she's number two.
Right.
So you are the closest with whoever you're standing next to. Like, you become, you spend hours standing next to that person. So she was my favorite, and she was the one Jew.
Right, okay.
I love the Jews.
You know, we love you. Well, we do, and that's why I'm here.
Similar
to tell
hair,
you that.
Texture, the blacks and the Jews.
We have a lot in common. And, you know, for those who have never seen Deal or No Deal, there were 26 models with 26 briefcases, and they stood in rows for hours.
Yeah.
So that's why they became good friends with their neighbor, in this case, number two.
And I will say this, like, I hate when I meet a guy that says he is a foot guy, like, he loves girls with beautiful feet, because none of the girls on Deal or No Deal have good feet. After the torture we had to endure 19-hour days with, you know, heels that are not broken into, I remember one show where some of our feet started bleeding.
We
complained to one of the producers, and she said, Claudia, I bleed in a different way. Like, I have my struggles. And I'm like, what, bitch?
That's great. I think I know who that might have been.
Yeah, I'm like, there's blood on my ankles.
Right.
And I'm not rich right now from this, so I need something to change. Like, you need to get some better shoes. So, and yeah, we had to really suffer on that show.
No sympathy.
None at all.
So,
do you feel bad for me?
No, I don't, actually. because that's just part of the cost. We all have our costs. And you know what, Claudia? I've had to bleed, too, in my life.
You bleed?
Different things. I bleed, and I get that. You know, we all have to live through our pain.
Okay.
I bet you've got hot feet now.
No, I don't. I was looking at them this morning. I said, I really need to get some plastic surgery.
On your feet?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The shape is fine. Just a little corn action going on.
Well, then wear socks.
I do. I will be butt naked with some ankle socks on. I tell men, you know.
That's like, sexy. Knee highs.
Listen, well, I'll show some ankle.
I'm not a prude. I'm telling you, you know. So when you were on the show, and I want you to be honest with me, and I do think this is a fair question.
Do you think I won't be honest?
I think you will be. Let's be honest. On the show, I think you were holding back. I think there could have been some heat between us, but we were so professional, we never even explored the idea.
We didn't. I think I was dating an athlete at the time.
Okay.
I was, actually.
I'm an athlete of a different sort.
I see this. Now, what would be your sport?
Well, I hate to say that, I don't want to sound conceited, but I am an excellent lover.
An excellent lover, really?
I am an amazing lover.
What makes you a good lover?
Because I care.
Okay.
I love women.
Okay.
I get pleasure out of the pleasure she is getting.
Okay.
And,
so what else, though?
And I'm a hard worker.
Like, what is your favorite move? Like, what's your signature Vic Cohen move?
You know what? It's like dancing. When I'm in bed, and I want to tell you in all seriousness, Claudia Jordan, when I'm in bed with a woman, I'm at home. Okay. Some guys are very uncomfortable being with a woman.
Well, we are in LA.
Yeah, that's true. But not me. Okay. I'm at home.
So would it be like, are you like a missionary guy or a doggy?
Like, what I like every position.
Okay.
I love, if you really need to know, I like using, I like face love.
Oh, face love. Okay. This guy.
I do. I love face love.
Okay. Face and, love.
Yes.
Okay.
Like
a money shot?
You know, please. Claudia, when I think of you, it's about love. It's not about porn, or I don't want to degrade it.
Well, as you should. I'm a classy broad.
Let me tell you something. I think you and I would have an interesting time together, and I don't want you to take this as I'm trying to hit on you, or I'm just planting the seed, so to speak.
Right.
You know, you're 39. Are you thinking of having children?
I am, but you know, I only have like, you know, a couple good eggs left.
Well,
TikTok.
You are an interesting woman because you are the offspring of a white Italian woman,
yes,
a mother,
yes,
and a African American or black, whichever you prefer,
black
man.
Yeah.
So
I'm a black Italian, a little Indian too.
You have, and now I think you need a little Jew.
A little Jew.
You. We would make beautiful children.
That helped me in Hollywood, wouldn't it? Claudia Cohen. I'd get the job, I think.
I want to tell you something. I think that it would work well, and I think you should think about it. You're a very independent woman. I'll give you my sperm.
But I'm tired of being independent, you know? Are you into being a sugar daddy?
I'm not going to be a sugar daddy.
Okay. Well, good. I was just testing you.
No, absolutely not. I want you to be on your own. You're a very enterprising woman.
I try.
You're very independent. I find that attractive, mm-hmm, and I would never want to hold you back to your true spirit. And I think it would be wrong to keep you held up in some home.
So you want me to work and you stay home is what you're saying?
I didn't say that either.
I kind of get that vibe.
But I would have no problem being a stay-at-home dad.
Okay.
And then at night, once a week, doing my Skid Row studio show. Yes. Well, you think about that because—
I will.
You know, that's really why you're here.
To do me a favor, to impregnate me before it's too late is what you're saying. You're saying that basically my shot clock is winding down. There's three right. seconds left on the clock. I got to take the shot or just the buzzer goes off.
Right. And I want to tell you something. You would love it.
Really? Okay.
Honestly, you would be. And
can you send me the picture of you in the Daisy Duke shorts again?
You know, that was just for fun.
Well,
I want you to realize.
I'm requesting the picture.
Okay. Well, I'll have pictures I can send you.
Have you guys seen this?
You
need to see these pictures.
Claudia's talking to some people in the booth. I want to ask you, the hosts of Oral Pleasure who were here before.
Oh, okay.
Us here on Skid Row Studios. Donald Trump.
Yes.
What are the words that come to mind when you hear that name?
You're fired. People always ask me about his hair. They ask me if he's a jerk or not. How is he?
Well, let me ask you this. I'm curious.
Yes.
If I were to look at your cell phone right now,
yes,
would I see the name Donald Trump under your contact list?
Yes. And I have his number.
Okay.
Numbers.
Would that number be to his personal office or would that be literally to Donald Trump's phone, his personal phone?
His personal phone and his office. I can get him on the phone.
You have both?
Yes. We're friends.
Okay. What do you and Donald Trump talk about? It is a fair question.
And, oh, it is. Well, Donald Trump first came to Deal or No Deal to promote Celebrity Apprentice the first season. And he said he was looking for a model girl to put on the next season. So he talked to a few of the girls who were not interested, which I thought was crazy and stupid. Like, why would you not take that opportunity?
Correct.
And at the time I was doing real estate, you know, I kept encouraging all the other girls, like, you should really invest your money. You should buy real estate. I was always talking about that. So mm-hmm. they told him, you need to talk to Claudia. That's who. So he comes up to me and he says, I hear you're the girl I need to talk to. I said, you're damn right. And then we start talking and his security guy gets my information. He actually called me and talked to me, picked my brain a little bit to see if I'd really be interested. And I didn't get on the first season. Took a while. I got on the second season. And in the process, we became friends. Like, we talk about politics, believe it or not.
Well, now he's such a birther about Obama.
I know. He wasn't like that before.
You went to President Obama's second inauguration.
I went to both, yes.
Both.
Yes. And I covered the Democratic convention, the first one. And I'm a big time Obama supporter. I've donated money. I've gotten people out there to vote. You know, I've done all that. So,
did you talk to Donald Trump ever about President Obama?
Before he was elected, I was at his office and we were talking about the election and, you know, Sarah Palin and all this stuff. And he told me that he didn't hate Obama back then. He just said, I'm friends with McCain and I feel like I have to vote for him. And he goes, well, your guy wants to raise my taxes. And I said, so let me ask you this. If he raises taxes 4, 5, 6, 7, 10%, will you still be a billionaire? He said, yeah. I said, what's the big deal then? He goes, I guess you got a point. Lately, you know, it got more ferocious, I guess you would say, and the whole Bertha thing. And, you know, I wish it wouldn't happen because I think it turned a lot of people off. I understand his passion. When he has something in his mind, he goes for it. I get that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I respect people that do that, but we disagree on that. So we don't talk about that anymore. I don't really talk to him as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But he was making that announcement about the $5 million for Obama to show his birth during the taping. And I was like, no, stop. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Who am I to tell someone, you know, who to believe in, what to support? That's your business. I can, you know, we're a perfect example of people being on totally opposite sides of the coin when
it comes
to that.
Not you and I, he and the two of you.
Him and I.
Yeah.
And we still, you know, keep it respectful. I mean, I've worked with him many times. I've made lots of money off Donald Trump. You know, he's hired me several times, you know, Celebrity Apprentice 1 and then All Stars. We got like triple the money. And then he hired me to host the Miss Universe pageant and I've judged his pageant. So we're cool. Like we've talked about real estate. We've talked about life, my dating life, how it was a mess for a while. And he's, you know, trying to give me some advice. And, you know, he spoke to my mom and said, she's going to be a big, big star. I'm going to help out. So it's really, it's weird that I'm friends with him. And then, you know, there's rumors, of course, which is, of course, people are going to, oh, how'd you get on the show? And you must have messed with him. I'm like, really?
Did, when Donald Trump was on the show, Deal or No Deal?
Yes.
He was very friendly to the models. He seemed to really enjoy himself.
Yes.
Is that his personality? He just loves women?
He loves women. He loves being around beautiful women. Like, he's definitely, he doesn't bite his tongue about that. Like, you know, the owning the pageant is perfect for him. You know, like he loves being around that. But, you know, his wife comes to the pageant and she's, you know, she's a beautiful woman herself. So
do you consider yourself part of the Trump family?
Kind of. Yeah, because I feel like I'm involved in like pretty much everything they do. You know, he invited me one time, like the U.S. Open. So I sat in the box with him, his wife, myself, Gerard Butler, a bunch of like big time producers were in there. And he really was, you know, trying to like introduce me to people. It's like, okay, you know, she's an actress or she's a model, whatever. Like he was trying to like hook me up with, you know, people in the business that I could, you know, work with. Mm-hmm. So he's done nothing, you know, foul to me. So.
Well, it seems like you two have some things in common. I look at you both and say ambitious.
Yeah.
And you're definitely somewhat outspoken. If being honest is outspoken.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's why we became like, it went from him just trying to get me on the show to us becoming friends. Because I think as a billionaire, you probably have, you know, tons of people that just kiss your ass all the time. And then when you come across someone that's maybe not, doesn't always agree with you and, you know, kind of is a little bit, you know, speaks their own mind, different opinions. It's kind of probably like a breath of fresh air. Not saying everyone around him is a yes man, but I think that's one of the things that he respects about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
The number here is 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562, 800-893-9562. I'm speaking with Claudia Jordan. Certainly, if you've never seen her, I don't believe it because you've really been around. It's hard not to have seen you.
I've been around, Vic.
Yeah. I see you. You know, I was telling, we briefly spoke before the show.
Yes.
And I was enjoying my research. Oh. I went in the Google search engine and I put Claudia Jordan and the instant return was Claudia Jordan homewrecker. How do you explain that?
I had a messy breakup with someone who basically told me you deserve everything that's going to be said about you. So I took that as a threat. And then lo and behold, I had a new rumor about me every single month for about 2.5 years. And those were some of the toughest times I've had like in my life, you know, like just to have your reputation dragged through the mud. You know, I had a great reputation. Like I was a girl on Price is Right. I was a girl on Deal or No Deal. I hosted Miss Universe. I was on Celebrity Apprentice. All these good things. I work with charities. I give away prom dresses. And then to go from that to someone accusing me of being a homewrecker with guys that are my friends, I just was simply in a picture with, you know, it was heartbreaking. The easiest thing to say about a woman is to call her a whore or a homewrecker. And that's something that you don't even need any proof. You don't have to have any proof. There's no pictures of me with other guys or inappropriate, you know, anything.
Right.
But if you say that enough on Twitter or on blogs, you know, it gets legs and, you know, all it takes is one picture with the wrong caption underneath. It gets on a stupid blog that gets picked up by a bunch of radio stations. And then the whole nation hears this. And what do you do? Like, I felt like, do I fight it? Do I say anything? Is it worse if I address it? Or is it better if I just stay quiet? And I just didn't know what to do. So I did nothing.
And then the rumors, I want to hold it for just a moment. We do have a phone call. Let's put that call through. Hello. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? Is that Vic?
Yes, this is Vic.
Hey, Vic, this is Tommy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Tommy?
I'm good, man. Nice show.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask Claudia if she ever made up with Khloe Kardashian.
You know, that is a great question. Thank you, Tommy. Yeah, go ahead.
It's a two-parter.
Right, go ahead.
And Lamar Odom, what's he like?
Okay, you know what's interesting, Tommy? When you said Lamar Odom, what's he like? She made a a look like someone passed wind in the studio. You know, I find that says a lot. Now, just to Tommy, I really appreciate you asking that question, and thank you for listening. Tommy asks a great question.
Yes.
That, you know, if you go online and do a little research on you, it appears that you are Khloe Kardashian's, she's now married to Lamar Odom. You were Lamar Odom's last girlfriend prior to Khloe showing up.
Absolutely not true. Never kissed that guy, never dated him. I hate that rumor with a passion.
Here's a quote that I've caught online, and I know online means nothing, but that's good to clear up.
I need to clear it up.
Okay, you're in a party with Khloe Kardashian. Claudia was heard saying, quote, "I can't believe he left me for a man." And you're quoted as saying, "Oh, well, I guess big girls need love too."
No, I would say something much more clever than that, first of all.
I do think you're clever.
I am clever. And, you know, people want to see a cat fight. I will put that on a stack of Bibles. I never dated Lamar. Never kissed right. that guy. Like I said, nothing. So what happened with Lamar Odom? And I want to like be clear and I want to address this last time. I met Lamar at a fundraiser for a child that had cancer, that was dying of cancer, actually. I showed up. He was hosting it. I showed up. I went to the ATM. I took out $300, put it in an envelope, and I donated for the kid. I met the parents. They got my email address, and they were like, you know, thank you so much. Okay. A few months later, they reach out to me on MySpace, and they say, Claudia, our child passed away, and on top of that, we never received any of the money from that fundraiser. Now, I hit up mutual friends and I got Lamar Odom's phone number. And I text him and I said, look, dude, you need to clean this up because our names are attached to this. And like, please get to the bottom of this and handle it. Like, it's not cool. So I guess he did. I don't know what happened. So fast forward to maybe a couple of years later, I'm at, what is the restaurant? I think it's Nobu on, is that the one on La Cienega?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm at the club. I'm at the restaurant with my friend Jason, and he sees Lamar Odom there. He says, he's looking at you. You should go say hi to him. I'm like, oh, I'll say what's up. He goes, no, go talk to him. I'm like what? Like, no, he's like, he just signed a $33 million contract. I said, I don't care about that. You know this about me. So anyways, I end up just waving to him, said hi. He's like, he waved me over. We talked for a little while. He went to college in Rhode Island. Okay. We talked for a little while.
Where you're from.
Yes. So he's like, oh, I'm going to go to the car. I'll be back. Can you wait here and be here when I get back? I was like, no, dude, I'm out. Like, I'm not, like, we're not together. So I went outside. I'm in valet waiting for my car. TMZ sees me and they're like, ask me deal no deal questions, whatever. When I'm talking to TMZ, he comes in the shot and he puts his hand on my shoulder and he's like, they're asking him questions. Are you happy to be in LA? He's like, yeah, this is why I'm happy. Like, he was joking. I was like laughing. I'm thinking, dude, you really came into the shot while I'm giving an interview. Like, you know this is going to cause a rumor. Uh-huh. So we went back. I'm like, let's get off camera. So we went back in the under the awning. And I'm like, dude, like, what are you doing, you know? So right then a flower guy walks by and he's like, wouldn't it be funny if you went back to your car with all these flowers? I go, I guess. So he buys all the flowers and hands them to me. So I'm like, oh my God. Like, you must really want a rumor, right?
Well, he also probably wanted you.
Well, maybe. But I go back to my car and I have these flowers. So the paparazzi's still outside. They're like, Claudia, tell us who gave you the flowers. Tell us, just say it's Lamar. And I wouldn't say it. I just started cracking up laughing. That's
it. You say nothing.
He hits me up a couple times after that, wanting to like, you know, go grab something to eat. We didn't. And then like, I went and did the Miss Universe pageant, I think. I did some, like, I was in islands. I came back and he like texted me, called me like 3-4 times, wanting to go grab brunch. He's like, I just want to sit down, talk, you know, whatever, get to know each other. So I'm like, I'll go, you know, I'll grab a bite, whatever. I'm coming to that area anyway. So he called me 4 different times, gave me 4 different like locations, like he was checking out different places. So the last place, it was like, I think Earth Cafe or something. So I go and we're outside, like his family, it's like 3 of them.
It sounds like this man wanted you.
Well, I think he did. But then we, you know, we're eating outside and then paparazzi comes up. He's like, not right now. I'm like, what? So anyways, it was, you know, I went in, I bought my food. It wasn't even like a date. It was like 4 people. Like we were all
he had how many millions?
But I'm not just trying to diss him. Like, you know, I just went inside and just took care of
him. Why did you see him?
I don't know.
There was nothing, there were no interest. Why would?
Well, like just because you're not interested in someone romantically, like you can still be cool with folks. Like,
there's more to this story. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's take a call. Hello. Who is this? Yes, hello. Who am I talking to?
Hey, what's going on? It's Jamie Sowers, Jet Guy, and Blue Star Jets. How's everything?
Good. How are you?
Things are great. This is one of my people calling.
Hey, hey.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on, CJ? Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much.
Hold on. Do you guys know each other?
Actually, she's one of my Twitter friends.
Oh, then
Twitter.
You guys must be very close.
Someone else I'm dating.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I know how Claudia is.
Yes, you know. I date everybody.
That's great.
No, not me. Not this guy. I happen to be the eligible bachelor here on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
You got a very smooth voice. I bet you do really well with... If you aren't a phone sex operator on the side, are you?
No, not at all. Actually, I do aviation consulting. I manage 25,000 aircrafts domestically here in the United States, 15,000 aircrafts globally, which is in Europe, and pretty much I charter all aircrafts out to the stars. So I'm just not getting off work. I'm just now leaving the flight department.
Well, that is very interesting. That was a wonderful resume. But let's get to the question, sir. Do you have a question for Claudia?
Basically, the question is that what's the typical, not typical, what would you consider an outstanding date for Valentine's Day? Because I'm putting together a few things myself. And I just want a female's perspective.
Sir, what's the man's name?
What's the man's name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to catch you.
Oh, you know what? I misread you. You know what? That's cool. I'm okay with anything. Claudia, give him some suggestions.
Okay. Women like to know that you're listening to us. That's what we love. Like, that's what gets us going. Like, you know, we like shoes, we like bags, we like dinner, of course, okay? But what really gets us is if we know, like, if we mention something like, oh, I love lilacs, it's so pretty, they smell so good, whatever. If you remember that and got us that instead of the typical, like, cliche thing, a girl will be like, that's something that she's gonna call her friend and tell. He was really, paying attention to what I said, and he got, you know, we like that kind of stuff. I had a guy like, you know, my boyfriend at the time, he didn't have a lot of money and he did some sweet things. Like he made like a little book, with gift certificates that he like wrote himself. And it was like massage, foot rub, like all kind of things like that. And I thought that was super cute. One time someone baked me a cake and sang to me happy birthday with a shirt off. Like, that's cute.
Do you know how to bake, sir?
Do I have a what now?
Do you know how to bake?
He's honest.
Are you
baked? Yeah, of course. I'm very domestic.
Are you baked? Yeah. Are you baked right now, sir?
No, not at all. I'm just a little jet lag. As a matter of fact, what I did for this little young lady, though, I just hope it wasn't too much. You know, we've been dating for about 6 months, and I got a edible arrangement of white and dark chocolate. Actually, got a charter to Nice for 2 days.
Wow. Okay.
Being that I'm not going to be able to spend Valentine's Day,
sir, if you don't mind, I'm calling bullshit on this call. There's no way that you have did you say Nice?
Nice, the country Nice, ma'am. The country.
You chartered a plane for this lady?
The city?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that in France?
I thought it was a city, but...
Isn't that in France? Yeah, I thought that was in France.
Evidently, it's now a country.
Oh, they got upgraded.
It's in France, it is.
Oh, yeah. Country in France, okay.
Okay, yeah, got it. Okay, so we have to kind of get finished here, but it's not... Do you have a quick... Can we wrap this up real quickly? Are you asking her if this is a good idea with just 6 months? Is it too soon?
Yeah, is it too much, or is it, you know, is it something that, you know...
6 months, you've been sleeping with her, so I think she deserves to go somewhere. Yeah.
All right, thanks, y'all.
I like you. Hey, I want to thank you for calling. I like you. You know how to treat a woman. That's great. Yeah, keep that up. I like him.
Anyways, moral of the story is that was it, that lunch with Lamar and his friends. And then 2 days later, I saw on TMZ that he went out with Chloe and then they were together. And I was totally fine with it. Like I said, we never did anything.
Right. Here's the question.
I hate that gossip that it's like he left me for her. And I never said those things about Chloe. We were on Celebrity Apprentice together on the same team. We had no beef.
Okay.
No beef. But that was something that people were trying to start up.
But why would you see... I'm not trying to be like obnoxious here, but why would you have met Lamar for lunch when there's nothing going on? You've got lots of guy friends. You don't need to have lunch with Lamar at
Why
Earth.
Not? Why not? What's wrong with that, though?
You know the guy's heavily pursuing you.
Well,
you don't want to be You don't want to be in the media.
It was just
you know
lunch,
that-
though. It was a safe daytime thing. I've gone to lunch with people that I have no interest in dating.
Really?
Yes. How do you make friends?
Is that why we have never had lunch? Because you do have an interest?
But I'm saying, like... Like, I'm like, I love, like, I'm a very social person, and there's nothing wrong with, like, meeting up in a group activity, like a group, you know, seat.
Okay, and you are very social. I am. That.
I could see if I, like, him and I went to dinner, it was like a candlelight dinner, just me and him, but when it's like me, him, and like two other guys, I didn't take that as, you know, like a romantic
okay.
setup.
All right, I believe you.
Yeah. I hate that rumor.
I do believe you. I'm going to give you two.
I'm happy for Chloe and Lamar. I think they're really cute together. Like, I think that they found people that are good for them, and I wish them well. I'm pleased. Not the jilted lover.
What are you doing?
Not my
for,
type anyway.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day tomorrow? Baby.
I'm not sure. I think I might be going to dinner and, you know, hanging out.
So you got a, do you have a boyfriend?
No.
No. So
just dating.
Is it a girl? Is it a girl's night out or do you
no.
have a guy?
A guy.
Okay. How well do you know him? Is it a girl? Is it a guy? Like a boyfriend?
He's not my boyfriend.
Okay.
But it's just a maybe. I don't know.
What do you think? You're so honest. And I think this is a fair question. Women say as they get older, they become more comfortable with their bodies. They become more comfortable with sex.
Yeah.
You shared that you're 39.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Tell me, what is sex life? What is the sex life in bed with Claudia Jordan at 39 versus 19?
19, I don't have to rush back home with an excuse. Mom, I was at my friend's
house. Were you a virgin at 19?
18.
Okay.
Well, 17 and a half.
Okay.
I was like a whore.
So someone's getting arrested. Was he a was he over 18, the guy that you're?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was 19.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah. Let's see. I was very inexperienced. I mean,
I would hope so.
So later on, like I didn't really come into my own until I was like in my 30s, really. To be
really?
Honest.
Do you feel like you're in on you're into your own now?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in my prime right now. You know, mm-hmm. like I'm an older woman and I attract younger guys all the time, and like they always want to prove like what they are. Like I'm a man. I can handle you. Like I could be that guy for you. And
does that turn you on?
It's cute.
It's just cute?
It's cute. Sometimes it's a turn on, yeah.
What's the oldest you'll date? And the youngest?
The youngest, I always get him like 10 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, it's always like some 28-year-old.
That's why you're single.
29, I know. I know. Guys over 30 never hit on me.
You know why?
They're either way over 30, like 60, or they're like 28.
There's a reason. I'm going to tell you, Claudia, why you are so attracted to younger men.
Why?
And why it just happens. Because you have a very strong personality,
mm-hmm.
and you like to dominate. You are a powerful woman. And a man who's in his 20s, mm-hmm. there's not an equal level of power. The playing field
right.
isn't even.
I know.
So at 28, he's a little puppy dog.
Yeah, but I fall back a little bit when I'm with a guy. Like, I don't, like, I'm not as, like, you see this aggressive woman in the workplace and all that, but when in relationships, I'm not. Like, I like the man. I like let him take the lead. Like, I want him to take the lead.
Okay,
you know?
So then why a younger man?
Why? That's because I look young, so that's what I attract. Like, I have
some control over
I live in Hollywood. Out. Like, where am I going to meet someone that's like 35, 38,
they're everywhere.
40?
They're everywhere.
Not married.
J-Date. Have you ever been on J-Date?
No, I have not.
Why not?
I've not.
You went. You,
I mean, you know, we'll see what happens.
J-Date's a Jewish website, singles, for those who don't know. Have you ever been on Adult Friend Finder? And that is a fair question.
No. But someone put my picture up there and made a profile, and I had all these people like emailing me.
Why are there so much, I hate this term, but why are there so many haters?
I don't know. Because I'm like very bold.
But don't you thrive on that?
No, I hate it.
Okay.
I want us all to get along. I feel like when you're a girl like me, like you're outspoken and you're kind of like unapologetic, people will either really, really dig that and think that's cool, or they can't stand you. Like, they find you annoying. And
I've got, okay, you know. I want to move right on because I've got a lot.
Yeah.
I've got two words for you.
Yes.
I want a response. Jamie Foxx.
Yes. What about him?
What's going on? Falling out.
What are you asking me?
According to me, there was, from what I've read, there was a huge falling out. You were on the Foxhole?
I was.
His station on Sirius?
I was.
Right?
Yes.
I hate to say it, but you heard those two words. Maybe not from him. You're fired. It was better to hear from Donald Trump, I bet.
Yeah.
What happened?
I still to this day have never really gotten an explanation. But then I'm invited to his house for like the Christmas parties. And, you know, when he sees me, it's fine. There were a few people that were fired that have been his friends for many, many, many years.
So you don't take it personally?
The first time I really did.
It's hard, right?
The first time I cried, I was depressed. I'm like, what did I do? Nobody would tell me what I did wrong. And then it's just like all these bullshit excuses, like we're going in a different direction and blah, blah, blah. And then they asked me to come back. And that was like weird when I got back because I didn't know what I did wrong in the first place. But
when you say they, was that the Foxhole or Sirius?
Sirius loved me. It was the Foxhole. But there was some issues with his management, I think. And like who was really running the show. You know what I mean? And there were some issues. Like, I don't even think he's with his manager anymore. So it was just a lot of like dumb personal stuff going on. And we're cool. Like to this.
Yes or no. Did you ever French kiss him tongue to tongue?
We did kiss once.
Really?
Yes.
I want to hear more about
my
that.
My first time admitting that actually.
You know what? I'd love to hear
but
that.
But I have not had sex with him.
Okay. What do you define as sex?
We're all in Vegas and we were all in a club and it was like, we just face to face and just was a quick
made
thing.
Out.
No, it was a quick, and then we both were like, whoa. And then he said, I respect you. I respect you. I said, oh my God, you're like a brother. And then it never happened again.
A brother is in like a black guy? Like a brother?
Yes.
Okay. See, I'm hip. I feel so uncool. Like in the black culture.
Well, I'll bring you in.
I want you to
sponsor. Like, you need someone to kind of like jump you in.
I'm not kidding.
I know. We'll have you come down to the Comedy Union.
I want more than that.
Guy Tori's,
I want more than that. I want to go. You had a birthday party once I went to at a roller rink, and there was a guy who showed up. He was wearing like a purple or green jacket, and his teeth were all metal. And he had a cane.
Oh, that's
and a big wine cup.
Bishop Don Magic Wand. He is really good friends with Snoop Dogg, and he's like famous. Like,
I've never even heard of this
guy.
He's
a big time pimp from Chicago.
He's a real pimp.
He was, but now
I want you to introduce me to your pimp friends.
That's not a problem.
You have pimp friends?
Have you been with a black woman ever?
I have once.
And what happened?
Yeah, come on.
What happened?
You acted like you were awake. Hold on, let's take this call. Hello, who is this? Hello, are you there? Okay, they hung up. Beautiful. More time for you and I to spend together.
Okay.
Yes, I did make love to a black woman.
What happened with that?
It was actually a crazy story, and I will share it with you.
Okay.
Because it is a fair question, and in the spirit of all honesty, I'm going to answer fairly.
Please do.
I met this woman, and she was adventurous. Mm-hmm. And as I told you earlier, I'm a pleaser.
Oh.
I am.
Gave her some face love?
I gave her some face love. I did.
You white guys are good for that. I hear.
Oh, it was great. Okay. So here's the deal. So this is what she says. Mm-hmm. We are in bed in my bedroom. And she says to me, I'd like to role play. Oh. I love role playing. Okay. I've got a creative mind, Claudia
here
Jordan.
Strap on.
I jumped on to this. Mm-hmm. No, I went along. I jumped on the fantasy role play train. What did she want?
What did she want?
She wanted me to be her daddy.
Oh, well.
There you go. So I made love to her. Sweet, passionate love as her daddy.
Like daddy?
Daddy, like you're a good girl. Good girl. Oh, she loved it.
Oh, her daddy wasn't around.
She loved it. And she was going crazy. And then she says, in the middle of the passion, she says, Daddy, why are you white? And I'm like, this is your fantasy.
Did
like,
you feel bad?
No, I said.
She clearly had some daddy issues. And you're taking advantage.
No,
the white
I wasn't.
Man, once again, taking advantage of a poor black woman.
No, I was fulfilling a need, a psychological need to be close to a father who she may never have known.
And did you have sex with her more than once?
Well, no, but let me finish this.
Oh, my God.
No, I'll get to that answer in a moment. But the funniest thing is she goes, "Why, Daddy, why are you white?" And I said, sweetheart, I'm not white. I'm a very light shade of black.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah, I tried. And no, I never went out with her again. She had an amazing body. She really did. But
we do.
Yeah. But it was just, there wasn't enough of a connection. Yeah.
You noticed this after you had sex with her.
Well, it was a quick thing. We were just in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that goes.
Or.
No, you know what? It was a great experience and I'm happy I did it.
Yes.
So I can share my black love story. I have one. Yes. I don't have an Asian love story.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah. Or any men love experience.
Not yet. You are still young.
I'm young.
And you still have those Daisy Dukes, so you never know.
That's right. I'm young and I'm eager. So you've been to Barack Obama's inauguration twice.
Yes.
What's it like to crash two inaugurations?
The first time I went, I was sent by Jamie Foxx in the Foxhole and with his longtime friend Speedy, the comedian, and we co-hosted a live broadcast for Sirius Radio. So we were like really, really close to the president when he was getting inaugurated. And it was an amazing, like they said, we had the perfect amount of funny and serious, so it was great. And then we didn't go to any of the parties that time. Second time around, I went really for the social events. I went to the, you know, I got to go to the ball. I went to the ball and he was there, you know, Michelle and Barack, they went on stage.
For those of you listening, that's Michelle. That's our first lady and Barack is the president. Go on.
Are you a Barack Obama supporter?
Yes, okay. I am.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate it.
But I don't like talking politics here.
Are there some Republicans in the house?
Well, because that's not what It's a Fair Question is really about.
Oh,
we are about fair questions that are non-political and non-controversial. unless I decide to
not
ask the question.
Are you serious?
Well, not really.
Exactly.
Yeah. So so you went and...
People want to know who I'm talking to, so I'm going to put this...
Yeah, let them know it's Vic Cohen.
I need both of us.
And for those of you listening and would like to give Miss Claudia Jordan a call, or me, that's 800-893-9562. Claudia's positioning her... Oh, let me ask you this. You're showing me on your... you've got some kind of stream going, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Claudia... A lot of women out there, a lot of women like yourself,
I can't show both
who are very connected to the Hollywood world of men.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Often find themselves behind the camera, or rather in front of the camera, making love. I'm talking about the sex tape.
Right.
If I were to Google you right now, is there a sex tape online?
Not online. No.
No. Have you ever been videotaped making love?
I videotaped the act.
Did he know?
Yeah.
He didn't know.
No, he knew.
Oh, you are so lying. This is about being honest,
no,
Claudia.
He did know because we watched it afterwards, but I'm just thinking about it like it was just funny.
What was funny about it?
When you have sex, like you think you look so hot and like it looks like it does in the movies, but it looks goofy like sometimes.
It's not the way I do it.
But it's kind of funny. Like, I don't know.
What was the funniest part of the sex video? When he slipped on a banana peel? What happened that was so funny?
He told me that he was a 10 and I was a 9.5.
On the video?
On the video. And I'm like laughing at him.
Right. And who is this gentleman?
I can't say.
Is he someone famous?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Why are you smiling like that?
Because he wants to be famous. But
oh, really? Yeah. His name doesn't rhyme with Final Shrump, is it?
Oh, my God. No.
That's a fair question. Does it rhyme with Framey Schlocks?
No. No. He's okay. Not famous. He's not.
Right. Didn't you think that was taking a risk to videotape yourself having sex?
Well, it was just my little camera and I just, you know.
It's not about the camera equipment.
No, I mean, if he would have had the tape, but I would never let someone videotape me. Never.
Okay.
I've never even sent anyone like a naked picture, topless, nothing. I've never done that.
Okay.
I'm not into that. I'm not into like setting myself up to have stuff like that out there on me. You know, like.
Right.
You can't get that back. And the person you're sending it to, 99.9% of the time, you're going to break up with that person and they might resent you, who knows, or just show their friends. I'm not doing that. I'll keep the footage.
You know, I hate to be hanging on something here, but on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 would be likely. What is the likelihood that you and I would ever make love? And this is about being fair and honest.
Like, we are friends. And we work together.
Well, I'm just asking.
Is this show just a ploy to get sex from another black woman?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. This is because I actually find you very interesting.
I am.
This would be a great excuse.
You never expressed this when we were on the show.
Well, you weren't interesting then.
I was.
I'm totally kidding.
If you ask the girls on the show,
yeah,
we had some crazy conversations.
Well,
oh, our time's almost
you felt
up.
Like a little, you know, my recollection of you is a bit of a rabble rouser. A little bit of... There was sometimes a little drama. There was some little things going on. Any girl fights in amongst you ladies on Deal or No Deal?
Yes.
And were you involved?
Yes.
And who was the recipient or participant in that?
Haley and I, number 25, the beautiful black girl with the afro,
yes.
Beautiful face. We had like a little, but we worked it out. Like it was mostly like growing pains and it was fine. And then Tamika and myself.
Tamika, what model number?
21.
I love that you know all the names.
Yeah, we know them by the numbers. But, you know, something tragic happened and I squashed it. I'm like, look.
Life squash for white people means?
I don't know.
That would mean you kind of settled things.
We settled things.
Put it away.
We came to an agreement and
yeah. We have a lot of white listeners and it's important.
Do you really?
Yes, that I share with them.
Do you have
them.
Any black listeners?
We have one. He called a little earlier. Jeremy, did you have something you wanted to say?
I'm just curious why you thought squashed was
a black term.
Yeah, right. That makes no sense to me.
Because I'm white and I didn't understand it. So I assume anything I don't understand that comes from a black person's mouth is because I'm too white.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, we're going to get you hooked up in the black.
I'm not kidding. I'd like, you know, but I have to say, you know, like the stereotype of like the hip hop and that music world. The black music world, and I don't know if this is insensitive, but it seems dangerous. Like I would be scared I'd get shot or something.
Listen, a lot of that gangster stuff with hip hop is image. Like, think about it.
But people have been shot dead. I mean,
they have. But think about it. You're in a studio and you're talking about killing, blah, blah, blah. Then you're like, oh, wait, I got to run that back one more time. Like, I got, they're in studios, like, they're recording music. A lot of times I got to do all that to get record sales. You know, I don't, a lot of those guys are not as hardcore as they come off. And now it's not even about that. Gangster rap is not even really in anymore. It's more like skinny jeans and like the artsy.
So are you telling me that you would protect me and I'd be safe?
You'd be safe with me. You'd have a street pass, a hood pass.
Seriously? Because I'm scared of dying.
We can go to swap meet one day and go check that out.
I'm not kidding.
Do you know what a swap meet is?
No, I don't.
It's like a black flea market.
Really?
Get mixtapes and like sneakers and fresh, you know.
I don't know if you're just kidding around and I'll never.
I'm not.
But I'll go with you.
You should bring the cameras.
You have an amazing, you know, I see the pictures on Facebook. If you're not friends with Claudia Jordan on Facebook, I don't know if you take just random non-friend, but the pictures are incredible. I mean, I've never seen a harder working person.
I do work hard. All jokes aside, I came to LA in 97. I was fresh off the Miss USA pageant and I had $500 when I got here. So I bought like my little LA clothes so I could like go to castings, and I struggled for 2 years before I even got a commercial. And
2 years is not a long time.
Well, when you're like trying to pay rent and avoiding the sugar daddies and you're saying no to that and you're doing it on your own and never taking any shortcuts, 2 years seems like forever when you're trying to book that job, you know? And I remember my lights being shut off and my gas. And then the next day, like a check came out of the blue from like an old modeling job and it saved the day. Like I never had to compromise myself. And I'm very proud of that.
And I could tell by your eyes because they look like they're tearing up a little. Am I not reading that right? You look like,
am I?
It felt like it to
maybe,
me.
I saw
some emotion.
Well, there's some deep down.
We have a call here. Let's take this one real fast because we're really winding down the show here. And it looks like it's a Chicago area code. Who is this?
Hey, what's up? This is Dave Drew 12 from Twitter. What's up, Claudia?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Good.
What do you want,
so
Dave?
I've never called into this show, so what's the topic about tonight?
Really? We're talking about athlete's foot.
It looks like she does not have any athlete's foot.
No, but she's shared bad feet.
My feet are not pretty.
Well, Dave, we have Claudia Jordan here. Obviously, you know her. You follow her on Twitter, right?
Absolutely. I helped her with her Mac Keeper cleanup the other day.
Thank you very much. So I downloaded Mac Keeper to clean up my computer, and then everyone says, no, don't do it.
That's fascinating. That always is good for a show to talk about really boring technical computer stuff. You want anything else boring and horribly?
I want to know why she's 39 and can't find a date in L.A. It's got to be brothers out there in L.A. that's interested.
It's not that I can't find a date. It's like, I think a lot of times I put all my eggs in one basket. Like I've never been the type to like juggle or date more than one person at a time. So like I'll meet someone and, you know, I'll only date that one person. And so sometimes they're not like really what they seem, or, you know, like you're not compatible. But now it seems like they're coming out of the woodwork all of a sudden. Like it's been kind of crazy.
Hey, I got to run, Dave. Thank you for the call. Thank you very much. Keep listening. Hey, a couple quick things here, Claudia Jordan. I want you to break some news with me. Say something. Share with me something no one knows that's shocking. I think you've broken one little thing here that you once made out. Yes, made out.
Kiss.
With Jamie Foxx.
It was just one little dumb kiss. It was very, it was not even passionate.
Well, if someone's like, whoa, I respect you, clearly that kiss was more than a peck on the cheek.
It was a kiss, but no.
Let's be honest.
It wasn't.
You said it's the first time you've talked about it. Obviously.
Yeah, you got the exclusive, actually.
Well, that's
you feel good about yourself?
I do. And I don't like the fact you're backtracking now.
I just know how it's going to get, everything I say gets spun. Like it's. Oh,
I'm not spinning anything.
If I say it was a peck on the cheek, it's like, oh, she was in an orgy. Like it's
Hold
like
on.
Always times 10.
I'm going to be real clear
it's
here.
Annoying.
There's no multiplications of any kind.
By
we
you.
Were, no.
By you. So
right.
Somebody will take that little clip. They will take that little clip and they'll put it on some stupid blog and say,
okay,
that's how I got on the radio show. And I'm like,
well,
no.
Okay. So, right. Okay.
It's annoying.
Okay.
I hate it.
All right.
I'm really a good girl.
Okay.
Gone bad.
What else? Break. I want to hear something shocking, something we've never heard from Claudia Jordan right now.
Shocking.
Come on. We're running out of time.
I know.
Don't make me go over there and squeeze your ass.
Let me see.
I would never do that. And I'm not making light of sexual harassment
know.
If anyone's listening
I don't,
offended by that. Go on.
I didn't have something shocking ready to go.
That's fine. No problem. Tell me about All-Star Celebrity, whatever.
March 3rd on NBC,
Apprentice.
All-Star Celebrity Apprentice. I brought back, and the first episode, when you see the breakdown of who ends up on what team, it's like, are you serious right now?
On that show, Trace Atkins, Stephen Baldwin, Gary Busey, Penn Jillette, Dennis Rodman, Dee Snider, Marilyn, LaToya Jackson.
Yes. We got along really well.
What a compliment that you were part of that show, right?
Yeah, it was. I felt like, wow, am I worthy?
This is a big deal.
It's a huge deal. It's all stars.
I'm excited for you.
The first four episodes are 2-hour specials, and you just please don't miss any of them.
March
3rd on NBC, and I'm also on a VH1 talk show called Tiny Tonight. It's like an urban version of The View. And I'm the classy chick on the show. They've deemed me.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe it?
I'm shocked. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.